Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to talk about water and what you can do on the water safely and whatever shape you're in. If you're walking around, you can do something on the water. You can interact with all this amazing water we have, the oceans, the streams, the lakes. We're so blessed in this part of Oregon, the northwest part of the state, which is the Columbia Pacific region. So if you are listening to this, you are going to learn today about some exciting things coming up from Lexi Hallahan. Lexi is the director of Northwest Women's Surf Camps. Hi, Lexi. Glad to have you
Morning,
here.
Morning, Donna. Glad to be here.
Yay. You look like a ray of sunshine.
Oh,
you're golden
you.
From being in the sun and the water, I'm sure. And we also have in the studio Cheryl Johnson. Cheryl is the owner and a tour guide with her company, Clatsop Paddle. Hi, Cheryl.
Oh, hi, Donna. Glad to be here.
Oh, glad to have you here, too. I'm excited to hear about all the things you all are doing. Before we talk about the businesses, Northwest Surf Camp, and what you offer, and the events, and Clatsop Paddle, let's learn a little bit about each one of you. So, Lexi, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Well, I grew up here in the Northwest, born in Seattle, and grew up outside of Portland in Lake Oswego, and I was always infatuated with the ocean. My folks would bring us down to Oswald West since I was a little girl, and I really loved the ocean, playing around it, but I wasn't a strong swimmer until I got into about my mid-20s. I moved over to the North Shore, Hawaii, when I was 19, and kind of started doing a lot of surf photography there and kind of got into the surf culture, but never actually surfed much over in Hawaii. But I did have the opportunity of meeting my great husband, and so Tom and I eventually moved back to the Northwest after I'd spent some years there with him on the North Shore. And he really wanted me to get into surfing or bodyboarding, somehow start pursuing the waves. I enjoyed photographing it, but hadn't done a lot of actual water time. So he kind of helped me get over some of my fears of what was under the water and the waves. And I started bodyboarding for about 5 years here on the Oregon coast, and after that started pursuing surfing. And at that time I was brought into working with Clean Line Surf Company and Josh Company, and I've partnered with them for about 12 years now.
And they're in Seaside.
Seaside and Cannon Beach. They have two locations. And so became kind of the first woman manager in kind of a hardcore surf scene that was happening here back in, like, you know, mid to late 80s. And at that point I started noticing after about 10 years of surfing here that there weren't very many women that were getting into the sport, either bodyboarding or surfing. There was a tight little niche of four of us back then that did it. Joanne Kramer, Keiko Watts, Lisa Middleton, and myself. And I always wondered why more women didn't get into it. They'd come into the shop and they'd watch their boyfriends or husbands get all suited up with rental gear, and the guys would go out and they'd sit on the beach. So I think about 15 years into working with Josh, I said to him one day, I think I need to bring an event here to the Northwest that would include women and empower them with some surfing instruction. And we may be able to tap into that niche that they need so that they could start surfing. And so Josh was totally agreeing with me and says, go for it. So we pulled off an event that weekend, had about 15 or 20 women of different ages, teenagers, moms, single gals. And over that weekend, there was a huge transformative thing that happened. I had my first epiphany and only I've ever had in my life. And I realized watching these women over those 2 days of lessons that this was really my calling. So about a year later, that was 2004. So June 11th of 2005, I brought my first day camp to the Oregon coast and did several that summer and just have been expanding on it ever since. So now we include surf weekenders, couples weekenders, and so on and so on.
Yeah, you were, I know, and you do customized lessons for families. You have, I mean, Northwest, even though it says Northwest Women's Surf Camp, it's really it's for everybody now.
Yeah, kids, adults. We've done co-ed events, couples weekenders, and we'll share some more when we bring Cheryl in the conversation.
Absolutely. Today. And I also have to say that I was fortunate enough several years ago to participate in a day camp that Lexi put on in, and it was an incredible experience. Yoga on the board before you even get in the water, because I was afraid, and I didn't consider myself to be a jock or a very fit athlete like a lot of young folks around here, and so I was intimidated. And you made it so much fun, and it was so accessible for me, and it felt safe, it felt wonderful, and it was a great day on the water. And again, I think we look at the water here, all around us, but it's challenging to figure out how do you get into the water safely, how do you interact with it, how do you participate in all this water. So the two of you are offering opportunities for that. So Cheryl, let's talk about your history. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yes. Well, I am a native of Astoria. I grew up in Astoria. I graduated from Astoria High School. My dad graduated from Astoria High School. I also lived out in the Napa area, so I got familiar with the waterways along the lower Columbia. My dad also had a marine construction business, so I spent time on the water in that capacity as well. And I love the water. Being on the water is as natural for me as being on land. And so it was a natural thing that I took up the kind of as a hobby, stand-up paddling.
For people maybe who don't know, I think everyone knows what surfing is and everyone knows what kayaking is. And Clatsop Paddle does offer stand-up paddling and kayaking. Explain what stand-up paddling is for someone who doesn't understand what that
so
means. Yes,
so it is standing up on a board that is similar to a surfboard, but generally longer, wider, has more volume, holding a paddle. But you can also sit down and paddle. You can go on your knees and paddle. It's also known as SUP, which is just an acronym for stand-up paddling, also known as paddle boarding and stand-up paddling.
And so do you have to be in any particular kind of shape to do stand-up paddling?
Absolutely not, no. And I get people that ask, you know, what kind of shape do you have to be in? In fact, this morning, I popped into a coffee shop and somebody asked me, they saw my truck with my signage and they asked me, do I need to build up my arms before I come out stand-up paddling? And the answer is no, it's not necessary. And if you can walk on dry land, you can get up on the board and stand up and paddle. We use a lot of core in stand-up paddling. So one of the things that we focus on is the proper paddling technique to not injure yourself and engage more of your core muscles and your quads and your lower body.
And so it's possible that you could just fall off into the water, but then then you just get back on.
Then you just get back up on your board. And I actually encourage people sooner rather than later, to fall off their boards and get back up on the water, get back up on their board and realize that it was no big deal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if people are starting out and they don't fall in the water, they're very stiff. And they honestly just don't look like they're having nearly as much fun if they just get in the water and realize that it was no big deal. Mm-hmm. All of our tours and lessons come with wetsuit, all the gear, including wetsuits. And our rivers are not warm, so we recommend everybody wear a wetsuit.
And you make sure everybody's warm and comfortable. And that's the same thing Lexi does, too. And so when did you start Clatsop Paddle? How did this come about?
Yes, I started 2 years ago. So I'm going into my second full season here. And, yeah, I was pursuing it as a hobby. I mean, I wanted to be out on the water paddling every chance I got. And I was living in Seattle up until 2 years ago, and I was in the corporate world for many years, sitting behind a desk, traveling in the manufacturing footwear business. And I wanted to go a different direction kind of for this next phase of my life. And I moved back to my hometown, which is Astoria, and realized that there's nobody here doing paddle tours and lessons. There was some outfits doing some rentals, but not as a full-time focus on tours, lessons, really helping people get out on the water. And I think people don't realize it. We're living in an absolute gold mine for paddlers here with all the different tributaries of the Columbia River. We've got lakes, bays, estuaries. I don't think that there is anywhere else in this country that you could say has better opportunities for flat water paddling than this Columbia Pacific region.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so flat water paddling, which sounds not so intimidating, actually. It sounds kind of like, oh, that's I could do that. Uh-huh. And in fact, I want to do that. So,
yes.
Lexi, the two of you got together and you have collaborated now to offer some very special events. Let's talk about what
that is. collaborations. That's kind of, if people know who've done events with me in the past, that's one of the fun things, is to bring the talents that we have here on the North Coast together and put on amazing events. And so about 3 years ago, I started doing stand-up paddle lessons just for 1 to 3 people usually on Carnahan or Cullaby Lake, sometimes on the Nakanakum. And I kept in my back of my mind thinking I'd really like to start doing bigger events and make them co-ed and really being more of an event experience to it. But I already have a trailer packed with surfboards and gear and wasn't really thinking I wanted to get another trailer packed with now stand-up paddleboard and gear. And so, first of all, I have a hard time storing the first one, let alone 2 of them. And so Cheryl reached out to me when she came into the area about a year ago and said she was new to the area and she'd heard a lot about my program and she wanted to meet me. And so we were kind of both going right into our first start of our summer season then. And I said, well, we better wait till after our season wraps up and then we could get together and talk about it. So we got together this spring and had a real sweet connection. And I kind of shared with her what I wanted to do with the stand-up paddle events, with my mindfulness yoga teaching, and with the SUP yoga, where you do yoga on the stand-up paddle boards. And she and I both thought, wow, this is it. She is a wonderful guide and tour. She knows the waterways so well, even better than I do. I'm more of the ocean girl, but she had all the equipment. And so we thought, well, let's do this. Let's try 3 events. And we call them Mindfulness on the Water and in Life. So they're really an amazing experience that kind of brings you into the moment. It allows you to address your challenges and those feelings of being a little courageous. For most people, getting out of any type of a board, a stand-up board or a surfboard, requires a little bit of courage, respect for the water, having a little bit of sense of humility, because you will probably eat it on the surfboard or you're going to eat it when you fall off on your stand-up paddle board.
Right.
And not feel too embarrassed when you bite it. Get back up on your board and try it again. And so we put together these events, and we just had one on June 26th that was fabulous. And her and I just kind of gave each other the nod, like, wow, this is really something we could collaborate on and take this this experience even on a bigger level, maybe a weekender event together next summer, and just kind of keep expanding like I've done with my surf program.
Yeah, the two of us had as much fun, I think, as all the people that joined the class that day. It really was fun.
So you're doing one a month, and you've mm-hmm. done, the first one was in June, mm-hmm. and that sounds like it was a great success. You have one coming up on July 17th, Mindfulness on the Water, where mm-hmm. you are stand-up paddling, and mm-hmm. you're working together as a team, and it's a mm-hmm. it's a full day, right?
It's a full day. It starts at 9. We meet at 9. We wrap up about 3:34. So it's a full day, all-inclusive. So Cheryl provides all the gear. Safety is always first on our mind. We want everybody to have a safe, fabulous time. So she has the PFDs, and the boards that she brings are great for any size person. So she's got a whole array of boards that she can use.
So
for
where
that.
Do you all do this, then?
We did our first one on Carnahan and Cullaby Lake. And weren't we surprised? There was like nobody on Carnahan that morning. And we kind of felt like we had that whole end of the lake to ourselves. It was really precious.
That's great.
And so we're going to probably do it most of the time on Carnahan and Cullaby. It's a very expansive lake. Even when it's being used by boat traffic and such, there's parts of the lake that we can access that aren't as busy.
So these are small groups. And this is, so the next one coming up, the Mindfulness on the Water, the collaboration between the two of you, is Sunday, July 17th, and then you have one in August.
Yeah, August 14th. Yeah, and so we still have room in both of those. I think July has around 5 or 6 spots open, and I think August has like 7, 8 spots
okay.
still open.
Okay, and I know you do small groups. And so so if you want to do Mindfulness on the Water, which sounds absolutely amazing, and I'm going to sign up for it, then you have a couple of opportunities here, one in July, one in August. And I think we should give people contact information. We're going to talk more about like surf camps and other kinds of experiences and the kind of tours you do, Cheryl, in the second half of the program. But for those people who may have just tuned in, let me just explain that right now we're talking about ways to interact with all the fabulous water here in Clatsop County in the Pacific Northwest of the Lower Columbia region here. And my guests are Lexi Hallahan. She's the director of Northwest Women's Surf Camps. She has expanded that. She's been doing that since 2005. Mm-hmm. And so now you have couples weekend workshops. You mm-hmm. have women's day camps. You have families. You do customized surf uh-huh. lessons,
I just had
too.
A group of 7 women calling up. They want an event on the end of September, and they want us to do a SUP and surf weekender for them with the yoga.
That's so great.
Yeah,
and she does yoga on the boards. And then we also have in the studio Cheryl Johnson. Cheryl is the owner and tour guide guide with Clatsop Paddle, which is her company. They do paddle, stand-up paddling and kayaking. And Cheryl and Lexi are collaborating on events. And you also have other guided tours that we'll be talking about, too.
Definitely, yeah. Lots of opportunities to get out on the water for shorter lessons or longer tours.
And what is your web? Let's talk about websites and ways people can reach you, find out more about you right now, and then we'll do it again at the end of the program.
Okay, so they can register for Cheryl and my event, Mindfulness on the Water and in Life. They can go to northwestwomensurfcamps.com. So both women and camp are plural in the website address. And when you go there, you can click on, I believe it's under the Couples Weekender page, and it takes you to both the surf and the sup weekenders. And so this is a day camp, and it's $199 all-inclusive, so it includes the sub-instruction, both beginner skills to advanced beginner skills. It includes a catered lunch, the mindfulness practice that we do on the dock, and then also the sup yoga at the end of the day.
Wow, that sounds great. You get a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, how do people reach you?
Yes, my website is clatsoppaddle.com, so there's two P's in the middle there. Or I can be found on Facebook. We frequently post our pictures from the tours that we're doing and other interesting things. And that Facebook page is under Clatsop Paddle Company. And my phone number for either phone calls or texting, 503-791-9619.
And Cheryl, your company is new. You're only a couple years old. I know Lexi and Northwest Women Surf Camps have been written up in a lot of publications. You've been featured in a lot of places because people know you, and you're kind of the go-to ocean girl, the go-to girl for water things. And now, Cheryl, you have actually been featured in a couple of publications. Why don't you tell me about that?
So we were chosen as an editor's pick in the Arcos magazine, the 2016 edition. And also, we were featured in the Willamette Week 2016 Outdoor Guide. The picture that you see is part of that article. They talked about other paddling opportunities, but the photo is of Clatsop Paddle Company. And just yesterday, an article came out in the Northwest Travel and Life magazine, and Clatsop Paddle was written up in that article.
That's great.
It's great to get the magazine publicity to help spread the word and share what we're doing here.
A lot of people just don't know. If you're listening to this program and you have grandchildren, you have a family, you're trying to think of something special you can do together, whether you're a couple, a single person, or a family, you know, here's an opportunity with these two extremely professional, talented women who know about the waterways of this area, and there are lots of different opportunities. So I know you have these two events coming up, Mindfulness on the Water, July 17th and in August, but you also have some surf camps coming up, Lexi. Let's talk about something that's going on there.
So one of the things that's kind of shifted in the last few years from the day camps for women to, I still offer those, but really what's become popular for women is to do the weekenders. And so they do 2 days of camps, 9 to 5. A lot of times they can come with girlfriends. They like to bring their BFFs down. Sometimes they're coming solo and they create new sisterhoods in our camps. So the July and August right now are both full, but we do have space both in September 3rd and 4th, and September 17th and 18th. So for the two-day event, it's $450, so that's for two full-day camps, and that's also all-inclusive, catered lunch, hours of instruction on the beach, coaching in the water, beach yoga. You get a souvenir T-shirt and a goodie bag with all kinds of fun partner goodies in it.
I think it's one of those things that you feel like, you know, if you live near the water, gosh, you want to try surfing, but really it's kind of scary and intimidating to do mm-hmm. it on your own. So the day camp I did was just marvelous. It really made me realize how magical the ocean is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to be respectful, and it's a huge, powerful body of water. Then we have to be very thoughtful about it. However, in the hands of people who know what they're doing, then you feel like, oh, I'm going to be safe. I'm going to learn some mm-hmm. things which will help me, and then I can see, do I want to do this more?
Yeah, we kind of layer the skills, and so you don't have to feel like you show up and you get a 10-minute instruction on the beach, and we're going to throw you out there in the waves. We really spend a good hour on the beach teaching you those 12 skills, and so it gives you the homework that you can practice that day, but more than that, after that, when you come back and you practice on your own, you've learned the safety skills, the essential surfing skills, all the way to paddling, starting to understand the waves, and understanding also the surf science, really. Like, so what tides do I go out in as a beginner, advanced beginner student? What kind of conditions and wind and swell am I looking for that would complement my level of surfing? Those are the things you don't know when you just go rent a board and you charge
right.
out there.
I think we need people to help, professionals to guide us, and mm-hmm. when we're looking at water sports like that.
Yeah.
And Cheryl, let's talk about some of the kind of tours that you're offering. Because you do customized groups just like Lexi does.
I do, yes. I have a number of different tours that we do on the tributaries of the Columbia, also on the main Columbia as well, from the Kathlamet, Skamakaway area, Deep River on the Washington side. We've got some really wonderful tours up there. You can see waterfalls. You can go to this beach where there's all these beautiful rock deposits from the Missoula floods. Last time I was there, I collected some agates. Last time I paddled in Deep River, there's some white pelicans that nest there, and they have a 9-foot wingspan. And when they all flew up at once, it was just incredible. So there's some really wonderful tours that we're doing. We have a location in Skamakaway with a guide there as well. And we do tours are generally about 3 hours long. And we also do tours on the Oregon side. Some of my favorite spots are Aldrich Point, out past Brownsmead. There's all these islands to explore. The John Day River, people seem to enjoy paddling past the houseboats. They can follow in the wake of Lewis and Clark on the Lewis and Clark River, paddle past the original canoe landing of Lewis and Clark. Lots of wildlife there. Actually, we see wildlife every time we go out on any of the rivers.
And I think what you two talked about how important it is, it's a meditative, reflective mm-hmm. experience to be on the water and working and being part of that water atmosphere instead of just looking at it from a distance. Mm-hmm. And that it is accessible. If you know what you're doing, it is an accessible and very safe experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my favorite tours is actually of the Skipanon River, because when you start from the harbor there, the marina, you can see the Astoria Bridge, then you can paddle past the commercial fishing boats, and once in a while there'll be a boat that was on the Deadliest Catch TV show there. The bar pilot boats are there, and I like to tell people, you know, why do we have bar pilots? What is the purpose of the bar pilots? What do they do? Why is the Columbia River Bar considered one of the world's most dangerous bar crossings, if not the world's most dangerous? What are the specific conditions that create that situation?
Well, it sounds like it's educational and it's reflective. It's a poetic thing being mm-hmm. on the water. I mean, you always talk about that, mm-hmm. about how people don't realize that it actually influences the rest of the way you live your life. Mm-hmm. If you have an interaction and that meditative experience of water, and because we're surrounded by positive ions with computers and cell phones everywhere, we need the negative ions mm-hmm. which the water offers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a serious chance to disconnect when you get out on the water and just be fully immersed, absorbed in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And stand-up paddling and kayaking, my business focus is flat water. So we generally take people to calm areas where there's not, you know, a lot of, where there's not waves, and it's something where it's not intimidating for people that don't have experience paddling. All of my tours include a beginner lesson where we go over the skills, and mm-hmm. and being safe is always the top priority.
And being safe and having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yes, fun. Yes. Mm-hmm. They're not mutually exclusive either, fortunately.
Exactly.
And it has both of these sports have a transformative quality. And I always say to our students when you go out, you may have been on the beach for hundreds of hours of your life watching the waves, but when you're in the waves looking back, there's a perspective that changes you. And it is life-changing because it's a perspective from the ocean. It's what the whales and the killer whales and things are seeing when they look back, and the seals. And the same thing when you're out on the river. You don't really understand and see the lay of the land until you're out on the water looking back. And then you can really see the beauty of this Northwest. And there's a connected experience, that oneness that you feel, that I know Cheryl and I both share a lot when we're on the water, of the biggerness, right, of it all. Of like, you know, you're not separate from it anymore. You're kind of like caught up in that moment of mindfulness. You feel like the birds of prey and the whales and everything. They're all kind of this unique experience of oneness. And it's one of the only places other than yoga when I'm meditating where I really feel that. When I'm surfing, when I'm stand-up paddling, when I'm doing sup yoga, I feel like that's it. You know, I've tapped into that.
Yes, it's a gift. It's a gift. Mm-hmm. It's not only just an outdoor adventure. Mm-hmm. It's a gift to ourselves to give ourselves that time where we are disconnected and we mm-hmm. are from all the technology and we are mm-hmm. deeply connected with the natural world and mm-hmm. with all the water here. So we just have a few minutes left. What other things have we perhaps not talked about that you would like to talk about and let listeners know about?
Oh, let's see. I haven't talked about our group surf lessons. You know, our name, Northwest Women's Surf Camps, implies I only teach women. I want to let all the men in the world know out there that I love men. I'm not a sexist. And, of course, you can come take lessons. We've been offering co-ed group surf lessons for about 10 years. They're typically on Saturdays. Our next ones coming up are this Saturday, July 9th, and then the 16th of this month. And then we have two more in August, August 6th and 13th, and one more September 10th. I did mention that we still have some space for the Women's Surf Weekenders in September. And our co-ed events with the SUP and SUP Yoga are coming up on July 17th and August 14th. And just to kind of put it out there, because I like to let people know a little bit more in advance on our bigger events, in 2017, I'll be bringing back our Women's Surfing and Lifestyle Immersion mm-hmm. Week Retreat. And we're also going to be doing a couple of couples weekenders, one down in Manzanita, now the hipster spot on the coast, and also one in Cannon Beach. So those are the events coming up both this summer and then next year.
Oh, yes. And also, I wanted to let our listeners know that in addition to doing tours and lessons, we also offer rentals where we will deliver to the waterway. So if you want to launch at the John Day River, we can show up with our trailer of kayaks or stand-up paddle boards, and you can get started right from there and avoid the need to pick up gear, load and unload gear, tie it down.
Well, that's a great service to offer. So you all are, this is your busy time. I mean, obviously the summertime is when you're really busy. And you have a full outfit, both of you have all the surfboards, you have all the mm-hmm. stuff everybody needs. You as well have the paddle boards and kayaks.
Yes, both. And the thing that I also would like to leave our listeners with is there is a lot, there's a lot to know before going out on the water and being safe about it. It's very tidal here. Coastal weather can be unpredictable. So with our tours, we always take into consideration what the tide's doing, what the wind is doing, and we plan our routes so that we take advantage of the weather conditions rather than have it be
exactly
where we potentially could get into some trouble. So every tour, every day is different as far as kind of, you know, where we're going to do a tour today to take advantage of the conditions.
Mm-hmm. And I think we should mention again how people can reach you, your websites, because you not only, both of you, Northwest Women's Surf Camps and Clatsop Paddle, you offer tours and you offer events that are booked, but you also do customized events for families mm-hmm. and for groups of friends or people or wedding parties or whomever. So mm-hmm. So you can customize the experience. So again, Lexi, how do people reach you?
Okay, they can go to NorthwestWomensSurfCamps.com, and Northwest, you can just put NW. Also, if you have any questions or concerns or want to find out about availability, call me on my cell phone at 503-440-5782. And also, I've dove into the social media world. And if you do a search for Northwest Women's Surf Camps, you can find us. We have a very active Facebook page. We just started up with our Instagram. And you can also see some fun YouTube GoPro videos up on YouTube and Yelp.
Yay.
Great. Yes, and I can be reached at klotzeppaddle.com. There's two P's in the middle there. My email is cj@klotzeppaddle.com. I'm also on Facebook under Klotzep Paddle Company,
right.
Instagram as well.
Need to get out on the water. This is the time. Thank
it.
You both yes. so much for offering this to
too,
to everyone here for our Outer
thank
Town
you, Donna.
And our locals. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. I'm signing up today.
Good.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much, Kate Brister, for being engineer today, and also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. Makes everything better. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life, on feeling good with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here right now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.